And I sailed through the scholarship. So I went to the grammar school, and I was one of 7% of the kids that got there without any further testing, and another 10% got there with further testing. So of course they expected great things of me, and there wasn't anything great there. I came bottom of the class, or close to the bottom, 3 terms running. So they transferred me from the A form to the B form, and after I'd still come close to the bottom, they thought, well, we better G this fella up a bit. So they put me back into the A form in the hope that it would G me up a bit. It didn't. I was still close to the bottom, 3 terms running. And then they had a lower and an upper five. They put me into the lower 5B, and my brain must have gone into action at last. And I came top of the class 3 terms running and got the form prize, which I still think is rather spectacular. And then I was forced into taking 8 subjects in school certificate, and it was the last year of the school certificate. And one subject I'd taken all the way through, which was French, and nobody had ever told me what the hell the point was in learning a foreign language. They'd tried me in the school in learning German for 1 year, Latin for 1 year, and French for 6 years. And I failed the French, and I also failed technical drawing. I was useless at the French. I'd never paid any attention at all. But I did get 6 subjects, which was the school certificate. But I didn't get a foreign language, and of the A and B forms, only 6 kids got a credit in maths, and I was one of them, which was surprising because I was in the B form at that stage. And then I wanted to leave. I was 16 and wanted to leave.
Had the war finished by this time?
It must have done, yeah.